Thank you for the It's Tom drop. I do appreciate that. That's our latest little jewel.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Tigers, that's best series they've played all year. Hell, you may have swept the Guardians if you didn't pitch Maeda. But there's a problem. I mean, A, I'm on a different planet than Andy Dierks. But what I heard at the end of the post game there, oh, they can play with anybody. It's going to be interesting. Hold on. Slow your roll. See, here's the issue. They win 7 of 8, and yet I'm more excited it was Flaherty pitching awesome today because I know I have to trade him. And if you're leaving the ballpark, I want your reaction because I don't know how to feel about it. Because math is the name of the game in baseball. So if I'm going to invest, and let's say we view this as a turning point, they win 7 of 8, and you go, okay, we're playing really good ball, we're headed into the All-Star break, Dodgers are coming to town, no Glasnow, no Mookie Betts. They're still really good, but we're playing good. All right, fine, I'll live with that. You got 69 games left. You're going to have to get the better part of 90 wins. And I want to be fair, so I'll say 88. I'll just give away 2 games. 88 wins to make the wild card. If we were going to be real serious about this, 69 games left. You'd have to go minimum, what, 40 to get to 88? Let's see. They would need 43-26. You think this team's going 17 games over 500 the rest of the way? That's just math. So I'm conflicted.
Not unless they're going to be buyers.
Microphone's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Now it is. Oh. David, I think David sabotaged you. Okay. He did. Okay, good. So I don't know what to do with him. Because, again, we're not far removed from losing 7 out of 10. I don't know. I'm happy they played well. I love the fact Flaherty pitched well because, Lord knows, that's your biggest trade chip. But Rico, can you invest in it?
No.
Should people invest in it? What should the reaction be?
The reaction should be he should be on the blocks. He should be out there. And because coming off of this pitching, this outing today, his value's gone up because we were all questioning whether he was going to be damaged goods. In order for them to maintain the sustainability of what you said of going 17 games above 500 to finish out the season, the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to become a buyer. And I don't think that they're willing to do that either. So if that's the case, go ahead, sell that piece off. You can't make the same mistake you did last year and just ride it out with a pitcher, hope for good things, and get nothing for him.
But if you're leaving the ballpark right now, you just saw a great game. You saw a great series. Offense scored some runs. I mean, I don't care Cleveland had a gas can on the mound. You had Maeda on the mound the other night. Turnabout's fair play. You lit Spencer Howard up. I had to Google who Spencer Howard was. The point is, I don't know what you can take out of it. 7 out of 8 in normal times, I'd be thrilled. But yet, I'm more excited. Flaherty, I thought, was great. Now, he didn't allow hard contact. There was only one real hard hit ball all day. The strikeouts weren't there, but he pitched really well. And it's like, knowing I have to get rid of him, Rico, that keeps me from being able to start plotting a course. Now, if you want to have the conversation of, all right, I don't want to sell. Next 20 days, how many games ago? 15? 14 games? I mean, you'd have to be the hottest team in baseball. You know, the Red Sox are 10 games over 500. Right behind them is Kansas City, and right behind them is Houston.
Yeah.
So you would need to be the hottest team. And again, I don't.
And see, the problem with that is now the All-Star break hurts you because when you're playing this great of baseball, you want to be out there every night.
Keep it rolling.
And now we got to come to a grinding halt. People will get refreshed, and we got to jumpstart this thing all over.
Especially Blue Jays coming to town, and they suck. I don't know. I would love to know what you guys think. It's a very weird feeling when your team wins and is getting hot, but you know the fire sale is coming. So I can be happy because Colt Keith just continues. Riley Green continue. They're murdering baseballs. And Flaherty, I said it, this is the biggest start of the Tigers season. He needed this one today and one after the All-Star break. And today he showed no ill effects. You know, guy with multiple injections in his back and has missed 2 weeks. He looked great.
Probably the most important start that he had this year because 100%. You needed to know he was not damaged goods.
So how do you weigh it out, guys, as fans? Kenny called today a daiquiri day. Team wins 10-1. Cleveland's got a positional player out there pitching.
This is when you see hatless Kenny with the hair slicked back, sitting there with the Hawaiian shirt on.
And a daiquiri. Yeah. Blue and orange.
I've seen this before. He's a happy man.
But there's the thing. You can be happy and enjoy it. The problem is you can't deny reality. And I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to re-sign Flaherty, like if you showed me that they all of a sudden over the All-Star break, Jack Flaherty agreed to an extension, I could change my take. I could feel differently. Mize is coming off the IL, which means I'll never look at Maeda again. Super. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm openly asking fans how they're processing it. I don't know what to do, because if they trade Jack Flaherty and then a contender takes Gio Urshela as depth and then they sell a bullpen. I mean, they don't have if Kelly gets traded, right? Mm-hmm. Yankees need a catcher. Lord knows I'd take him.
No, here's what happens, Mike. There's so many different mindsets for the Tigers fans, because you're going to have some, don't yell at me, who are living in the moment right now and are saying, you know what? This is the team that we thought they were going to be the entire year. They are red hot. We can do this thing. We can go on the streak. Why not? It's that why not us mentality. The only way this keeps rolling is that now you got to go in and you got to become a buyer, and you're going to have to bring in pieces. You're going to have to bring in bats, everyday bats to this lineup, which is something that the team, Scott Harris, has not done all season long, which leads me to think, why would he do it now? Because what you're saying makes absolute sense. You have to go out there and put Flaherty out there on the market and hope that you can get a nice return back. But if you're a Tigers fan, you don't want to hear that right now because you're winning. But long-term success, I don't think he's part of it. This is your chance to capitalize on that and bring in some more pieces to this team and maybe, just maybe, bring in somebody who could add to that core that we keep hearing about.
Yeah. Imagine if they'd done that in the offseason. All right, I'll leave it alone. 248-539-9797. And again, whether you're at the game or not, no problem. But if you're driving around, you sweep the Reds, you take 3 or 4 from the Guardians. I mean, that's a nice little stretch of baseball. But how are you supposed to feel about it, knowing that the most exciting thing today was Jack Flaherty's back and healthy, and I know I got to trade him in less than 3 weeks? What is the feeling here? And again, if you wanted the math on, I'm going to call my radio show that I love or I hate, but I listen to, and I'm going to say, I believe in this team, and we're going to go on a run. I'm not mad at you. You're welcome to believe whatever you want. Hell, the Diamondbacks were under 500 and went on a run. Fine. Here's the math. 69 games to go. It's going to take the better part of 90 to get in. Let's lower the total for sake of fun. 88 games. That to get that last wild card spot, you got to win 88 games. Guys, you'd have to go 43-26 the rest of the way. I don't believe you're capable of doing that in any way, shape, or form, especially if you sell.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say is it goes back to that stat that Cookies hit us with.
What's that?
When you score 2 or more runs,
yeah, they're good.
You may be able to pull this off where you go, 43-26?
Yep.
Which means you need to bring in a bat. If you're serious about this.
Wyatt Langford.
Excuse me.
You know what?
Come here.
You know what? You need a hug.
But if you're
Max Lark.
If you're serious about this, you got to bring in another bat. Because you don't have that. You don't have the sustainability to keep this going. You're hot.
I know.
Every team in baseball has a streak like this. If you, you want to be
the
big
Angels
boy.
Did. Remember when the Angels went 1-8/10 and you're like, and they kicked your ass. How is this happening? The Angels are right back to sucking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's fun on a day. Like this is the thing, Rico, that kills me is no matter what side of the fence you're on, I don't care what battle lines get drawn. You want to be able to talk baseball on a summer day and go, hey, scoreboard watch time. See, we can't do that. Now, they win 7 of 8. It feels good in the moment. It's like an ice cream cone. I just don't know that it changes the picture for me. Now, if after the All-Star break, if they were somehow off of this, take 2 or 3 from the Dodgers this weekend, get back from the break, you're going to get the Jays, the Twins, and the Guardians, I believe. I believe that's the first three series after the break. If you somehow, over this course of time, became an above 500 team, then it becomes different because maybe you're only five out. But I don't know what to do because the pragmatic person in me still says, I have to deal Jack Flaherty. If I get a call from a team that needs a catcher, I got to, and plus I got to call up Dingler. I got to find out if the kid's any good. I want to know.
But right now you're stuck in purgatory because you're in that, we're not totally garbage, but we're not a contender. So
right.
What do we do?
I don't think they're garbage. That's okay.
That's purgatory.
But that's when people wonder what is the source of my frustration or angst or spite. It's that they're not garbage. In fact,
you'd rather them be garbage
because it's emotionally easier to accept we're the Oakland A's. When a team has the, like, how long have we said they have playoff pitching? Nobody would want to play this team if they went to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That only makes me mad at Scott Hurst.
Because you look at a series like this and you're saying this could have been a series somewhere in the AL. If you're playing the Guardians, you would have moved on. You're getting ready to go on to the next round. Why? Because you had pitching that got you there. Even when you went out there with Maeda, they almost covered that up.
Here's what the Tigers have the rest of July, and this could give you hope if you win each series here. At Toronto, at Cleveland, at home against Minnesota, and then you close out July with Cleveland here.
Two games.
So that could give you hope if you do what you're doing now and win each series. Now you're making up ground here.
But again, I'm asking, and I know I'm asking multiple questions, and that's the fun of it. But I'm not going to serve the poo-poo platter. They just took 3 of 4 from the Guardians. Good on you. Sweep the Reds. Same deal. Like, I'm not going to knock a team for playing good ball, but I don't know what it means. And I know myself, I was excited Flaherty showed no ill effects. Not from a velocity standpoint. The slider looked great. He had, you know, he wasn't like rubbing his back. There was no weird pitch in a trip to the mound. He was great. And I'm excited because I know I have to get rid of him. That flies in the face of being able to be excited about 7 of 8. So I want to know how you guys are processing it. And I have no, listen, this is one where Kenny, I think, will win the day, Rico. If today's just a daiquiri day and you're not thinking about the deadline or any of it, respect. I understand that. I'm not mad at you. But we do a radio show. It's a little different. Kenny's not going to be like, guys, I saw 3 birds today. That's we can't. We got to offer you a little something more here. So let's get to the people. A lot of people want to talk, and I'm happy to do it. So what?
Nothing.
Guys, the cloud looks like boobs. Like, we have to offer you something different.
That wasn't something said today, was it?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, I imagine
Kenny staring up at the ballpark.
Okay, that's why I was laughing. Like, wait, was that actually?
That
said
looks
today?
Like Pam Anderson's ass. Like, we have to have a topic.
You know what? All I got to say is bucket list item. I know you're
Pam Anderson's ass.
No. Oh.
You
need to sit and watch a game with Kenny.
Oh, fun, Kenny.
Oh, that is a bucket list item. I have a newfound respect. I mean, this man is a beautiful man at the ballpark.
The streets are talking. They know about Kenny Cott. I know. 248-539-9797. Let's get the show on the road. We'll get to you guys next. 97.1.